broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for July 9th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. The solution to the problem, we don't need revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And a listener dialed in yesterday and said, Sam, I appreciate that you guys say we can restore the Republic, but man, things are looking bad. You know, and how on earth would you ever even accomplish such a task? And you know what? I relish the opportunity when people ask those kind of questions to literally focus on the solutions, to literally get to the answers. And that's what we did. We talked about specific examples. We need to base our views on principle. If we do, we can be correct every time is a point that I made. It's not that I'm right. It's that the founders and history and God's laws are absolutely correct every time. If I learn to pay attention to that, I can be right every time. Okay, that's kind of the important point to understand. We need to see accountability in our system, folks. And the sooner we demand accountability, the sooner we will have solutions. All right? So anyway, we talked about Social Security. We talked about the financial system. We can talk about the education system and how to back out of that with homeschool, with private schooling, with Khan Academy, with simplifying educational requirements, with employee training programs. They used to have apprentices back in the day. What about apprentices? What about internships? What about getting basic skills, reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, online? What about taking care of that from the age of about 8 to about 15 maybe or 14 and then moving into some kind of apprenticeship for employment? You can learn way more on the job than you can in school, folks. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist in every subject. You don't need to study ethics from the unethical government schools, do you? And so there's a lot of ways to change the dynamic, to change the reality, to change the education. Back in the day, people had a third, fourth, fifth grade education, and they knew way more than we know today with a high school education. If that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. But there are ways to decrease costs. There are ways to jettison that system. Anyway, I digress, but I make the points by telling you we can restore America, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, but it takes guts, it takes gumption, and it takes adherence to God's laws. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you become one as well. We asked the question, does the Supreme Court's gay marriage ruling set the stage for concealed carry? What do they call that? Reciprocity? In other words, hey, did they just back concealed carry? No, not even close. No. Larry Pratt's attorneys said, look, the Supreme Court, they take issues on one issue at a time. They don't mix those issues like that. They rule however they want to. Some have even suggested that the court's recent decision mandates reciprocity. Or this idea that, hey, you know, the government has to go along with it. No, it doesn't. It can do whatever it wants. It shouldn't do whatever it wants. We should have the rule of law. But when we don't stand up and demand anything, the courts just steamroll the other federal branches. And they steamroll the states. And they steamroll the people. And the robed thugs seem to just do whatever they want to. Why do we tolerate it? I don't know. But we need to base our views on principles. Obama and certain senators want to resurrect gun ban. Larry Pratt says this is a bullet we got to really watch out for. This is serious business. Don't let them do it. I'm going to say it again. Don't let them do it. Call your senator and say, uh-uh. Don't even think about it or you're gone. Next election cycle, my friend. Illegals account for nearly 37% of the federal sentences handed out. I'm going to say it again. Illegals account for 37% of the federal sentences that are handed out. That number is huge. And it just shows what a failure the federal government is at protecting our borders. We need to stand against sanctuary cities, ladies and gentlemen, and sanctuary city policies. I know a lot of people are confused on this issue, but I'm telling you right now, always think about it from a principled-based point of view. The federal government is charged with protecting our border and creating a national security policy, okay? And the laws that the federal government say, hey, illegal aliens should not be allowed to enter America. Well, just because the federal government's failed at that, that doesn't mean the cities should take the law into their own hands and do what they want. Somebody would say, Sam, what about nullification? You don't get it. Why are you picking and choosing here? No, I'm not picking and choosing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm following the supreme law of the land here. Okay, the supreme law of the land says I have a right to keep and bear arms, and governments shall not infringe that. So I'm not going to let a city create a local law that infringes my right to keep and bear arms. That's against principle. Same thing with sanctuary cities. The federal government has a responsibility to prevent illegality at the border. When they fail, then you get these people in these cities. Then you got sanctuary cities creating a disconnect in the laws and in the prosecution or carrying out of those laws between the cities and the feds. That's a problem. Two wrongs don't make a right. Should people be here illegally? No, they should not. Should we uphold the law? Yes, we should. If we believe the law to be wrong, we have a system, a framework that we can work within to resolve those issues. But you'll never tell me that two wrongs make a right. We need to stand against the illegality of sanctuary cities and the illegality of the lax border stance by the federal government. San Francisco gun killer used a fed's gun to get that done. It may not have been a declared gun-free zone, but by virtual manipulations of perverted law, the color of law, pretend legislation, if you will, it was a de facto gun-free zone, wasn't it? We also then dovetailed this whole discussion about illegality and Donald Trump and illegal aliens, etc. I said Donald Trump's got a good point, but he doesn't go far enough and tell you how involved the United States government is when it comes to drug running and arming the enemy with weapons. The ATF gun walking scandal, also known as Operation Fast and Furious. Hey, we flat out know the facts. The fact is our government armed drug cartels, intentionally so. Tried to blame it on gun shows in America in an effort to promote their psychotic, unconstitutional gun restrictive policies, but it didn't work, and now we found out the truth. The problem is there's no accountability. Will we ever see accountability is my question. Kirk Crosby then brought up, hey, we got gun sales spike in June. More and more Americans are wanting to buy guns. Don't blame them. The right of self-defense is a God-given right, ladies and gentlemen, codified in the supreme law of the land. Wisely so by founders that believed in a limited government. Republicans are now poised to increase authority to Barack Obama over education in America's government schools. The Republicans want Barack to have more control over education. Oregon, for example, will be the second state behind Tennessee to offer free. Yeah, you love that word, don't you? Free government college. Community college, that is. Free, my eye. New documents show extensive collaboration between the IRS, the Department of Justice, to criminally prosecute conservative groups, says Town Hall. Yeah, they even say the FBI is involved. Wow. May rains help offset June heat in precarious drought year, new report comes out and tells us. Microsoft to lay off 7,800 workers, most from the Nokia phone failure unit that Steve Ballmer got in place. Bottom line is Microsoft virtually melting down right before our very eyes. It's such a huge company, it'll be like IBM. It'll probably never completely go away, but they're not doing very well, that's for sure. Maybe Windows 10 can save them, huh? We talked about the proper role of government. That's a document you can find on the internet that really lays out the guidelines of how to get out of the mess we face in America. The proper role of government. The important piece to understand is there are certain basic principles regarding the proper role of government. If principles are correct, then they can be applied to any specific proposal with absolute confidence. The true statesman values principle above popularity and works to create popularity for those principles that are wise and just. Should Trump go third party Trump says, I'm no Ross Perot. Well, time will tell. We don't believe in parties. We should reject the partisan system, as the founders wisely warned us. We also talked about a heartbreaking ID theft case that I guess led to a big IRS change for a lady by the name of Lori Weeks. What a tragic situation. We also talked about a great Australian man who says he will pay the pension of an elderly Greek man that he saw crying. He said, I won't let any of my compatriots, if you will, go hungry. We also talked about this is how a three-year-old responded to his first parking ticket in Canada. It's kind of a spoof deal by the cops in Canada in an effort to draw attention, huh? All right, that's a recap of Liberty Roundtable Live. Live news the networks refuse to use in seconds on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam and Kurt live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. You can also call the Power Hour Mall at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. They got Inkenberries on an incredible deal. Those are wow. They're fantastic for your health. Chocolate syrup, special deals. We're talking about chocolate syrup that doesn't have all the garbage in it. Kind of chocolate syrup. They got Sherry Rogers book items. They got vaccine books and DVDs to help you understand the truth about vaccinations. They got Programming the Nation sale. Yeah, $17.96 available now. Truth is a Lonely Warrior sale. Sun Air Purifiers, $100 off. Wow, you got a book out, Our Toxic World, a wake-up call. Chemicals damage your body and your brain. That's for sure. All right. Anyway, you got to get a hold of them. You got Gary Noll products, 10% off. Just incredible Power Mall specials. All right. Kurt Crosby's with me. Liberty Roundtable Live starts now. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Kurt, I got to sound off on this thing. What on earth happened to the New York Stock Exchange yesterday? That sucker got shut down for about 3.5 hours. Now, the government wants you to believe they don't really know why, Kurt. Do you believe that?
I don't believe it, but what do you think?
No, it's bogus. Come on. What do you mean they don't know? They're full of baloney. First of all, Gerald Celente just sent me an email. He's like, hey, man, the Chinese are manipulating the markets.
Really?
Well, now, I'm sure that's true, Kurt. There's no doubt the Chinese are manipulating the markets. But if the United States turns off the trading because it's starting to plunge or go south big time, well, the United States is playing with the markets too, right, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right. We all know about what's called the plunge protection team. And, you know, the Chinese were doing that just recently. And, you know, they learned it from here in America.
Well, that's what I think, yeah. And I think, you know, multiple economies are manipulating the currencies. And look, when you got a fake money system in place for over 100 years and inflation, the hidden tax, has been abusing folks to the point where the average educated economist says, hey, you know, the dollar's worth about 2.5 cents in real money. And when you have a situation where the stock market just goes up and up and up and up, and if it goes way up, they don't have a stop team like, hey, this thing's going up too fast, creating a moral hazard. They don't do that at all, although that should be done if you're going to play games on the other side and say, well, if it goes down, we got to stop it. But if it goes up, we don't. There's a moral hazard in both, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is value is based on reality of buy and sell, reality of assessed value. There's multiple approaches to an evaluation on a given idea, on a given entity, on a given perceived value. How much of that's blue sky versus reality? Well, the only real measure is through actual sales, not manipulated sales based on futures, but real sales of hard business assets, etc. The rest tends to be blue sky and speculation. And the whole stock market approach is the blue sky and speculation taken to the nth degree. And that's kind of the problem that we have here is when you put speculation and futures, which means not real, but kind of guesses about reality, in the mix with bogus fiat money. I just got a question to you, Kurt. What is real?
Yep, great point, Sam. You know, and it's so important to emphasize the idea of an honest money system. And with that, you know, so many of these booms and busts, they just wouldn't be there. They would be something that you can count on instead of like basically you're at some kind of a gambling house, you know.
Well, that's what we've turned it all into. And then you got Gerald Celente wanting to run around and blame it on the Chinese. Well, sure, the Chinese are responsible. I agree. They're, you know what? They put millions of dollars into our economy. They have huge investments. No doubt they're going to want to manipulate and hedge the, quote, bets in their favor. That's what anybody in their right mind would do. Right, Kurt?
That's right. Well, they're playing the game just like any gambler does, you know, right?
And then we run around and talk about these computers and flash trading and, well, golly, back in the day when we used to trade manually, this stuff wouldn't happen. It's kind of a new crisis, but don't worry. It's kind of a new world we live in. And okay, but then they wanted to prosecute these people for supposedly getting the better, smarter flash trading capabilities and then taking advantage of that. And that's just the latest, you know, the old style of that, Kurt, was to have the, you know, when you're in the bar gambling, you have the little girl somehow behind the wall with a little hole somehow so she could see the cards, and then she puts her finger in front of the hole if it's like go, or, you know, takes the finger away if it's like no, or whatever deal they got worked out. This is just modern-day computer versions of that, sir. Okay, I know it's a lot more complicated technically and programming-wise, and I understand that it's more complicated, but I'm just telling you, it's the same kind of a thing. You get some inside knowledge, and because of that inside knowledge, the quicker the computer is, the quicker your ability, the greater your connectivity, the better your ability, and all you have is inside knowledge that gives you a little bit of a up on the next guy. That's all we're talking about, right, Kurt?
Well, that's right, isn't it? I mean, you know, these guys are just, they know what's happening. They know what the move is, so then they make their move.
But what's the difference in that than Hillary Clinton and everybody else getting inside scoops on things, or somebody in the government using it to their advantage? And look, everybody that goes into government eventually somehow does quite well, Kurt. It's an upward mobile deal. When you get elected or appointed or whatever at the federal level or even the state level, many times, hey, financial windfalls are in your future.
Great point.
Speaking of futures, right? Okay, we just got this big scandal going on. Kurt, what on earth is the NYSE, huh?
Well, that stands for New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, yeah, that New York Stock Exchange.
You know, and bottom line, you know, I don't remember, at least in my lifetime, that I could remember when they just shut it down for 3-4 hours, but... you know, that was what happened.
Well, what I find fascinating is they say we plan to reopen at a given time. If you don't know what caused your problem, Kurt, let me just ask you something. If you don't know what caused your problem, you don't know why you're really, like, got a problem. So you shut the whole thing down. How can you plan to open at a given time if you don't even know?
Well, that's all part of the charade, I think, Sam, at least.
It just shows you that they do know more than they're letting you believe. Because why would they plan to open if they're like, we don't even know why it shut down until they figure it out? How are they going to reopen?
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, I'm just kind of wondering that. But I'm telling you, what happened to the network stock exchanges, or the New York Stock Exchange, I'm sorry, the answer is, do you believe the official government story? I certainly do not. Yeah. I believe it was our own efforts to manipulate the markets. In fact, U.S. oil went down quite a bit as a result of a lot of this, huh, Kurt?
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, Sam, is they're reporting that, hey, it's like the lowest, it's like in the $50 range, and yet, you know, as far as I can tell, gas isn't really dropping much. You know, it's up there close to $3 a gallon when, you know, we saw what, like $1.80, $1.60 when we were at levels like this before, and something's, I guess you could say, fishy going on there.
Well, it's coming your way, Kurt. They're working on it, buddy. See, this again just points to the absolute manipulated markets in which we face.
Good point.
Okay, the government has a huge oil reserve. How much they decide to just store versus sell versus has a tremendous manipulative effect on the markets. Now, they tell you they do it to make sure that you're safe and that prices remain stable. But the opposite is the reality. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. This is Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hey, As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, the government's manipulating just about every aspect of our lives. Kirk Cosby wisely asks, why are gas prices so high? The answer is because they're manipulating it. U.S. oil settles down 1.3%. We're talking about 51.65 cents a barrel. It's lowest since April. And why aren't gas prices going down? It's an absolute fair question to ask. And I submit to you because they're just playing games with the numbers, Kurt. In the summer when everybody drives the most, they love to ratchet that sucker up, don't they?
Well, it sure seems like it to me. But, you know, I mean, I'm just doing basic math, you know, and I don't. It hasn't been that long when the price was, you know, over a dollar a gallon less. And yet, you know, there's no real big boys talking about it, I don't think.
I agree with that. You know, you could say, well, hey, how do you guys know so much? How do you know they're manipulating things? Well, look, they got this huge oil reserve, ladies and gentlemen. And they, even if they don't intend to manipulate the market, the fact that that number, in other words, that reserve ebbs and flows, and that they control and make decisions based on how much we have in reserve, that alone is big enough to manipulate prices quite a bit, Kurt.
Well, you know, and then you do have, even though I know we have competition in that market, you know, in the whole oil industry, but you also have, you know, how we've been told, well, we've got our government agencies to make sure there's no price fixing or whatever, right? Well, yeah, right. All I can say is, you know, those guys, I don't think, like you were talking about it earlier, you get some lobbyist who used to be a former congressman, or you get, you know, all these swinging doors that go between industries and
Yeah, revolving doors, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, it goes on and on and on and on. While that's going on, D.C. residents, I guess those folks are being kind of asked a bunch of questions. Number one, they're saying, hey, man, take down the Jefferson Memorial, right?
Yeah, you know, I guess, I mean, as long as we got to start bulldozing anything and getting rid of anything that upsets people, you know, I mean, any historical ideas like the Confederate flag, and then you got to just bulldoze the Thomas, the J. Jefferson Memorial, I guess. They want to change the name of Washington, D.C. now to I don't know, what was it, Mixed City or something like that. You know, it's just, when you start down this road, where do you stop? I mean, it's interesting how in the days of old, if somebody said, hey, man, that book, can't be allowed, then they'd call them censors or book burners or whatever. And yet now, if anybody's upset with anything, hey, we've got to just eliminate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm telling you is it's very strange. And, even Barack has slave owners in his history, Kurt. I think we ought to just put Barack out to pasture. What do you think? that's the problem is that, we believe that men are responsible for their own sins and not for Adam's transgression. In other words, you know what? Just because Barack has slave owners in his history, just because you and I may have this or that in our history, just because some people may take a piece of history and manipulate it to their own agenda items and stuff, I don't think that we should control speech and beliefs and ideas. At the very heart of the principle of liberty is conscience.
Yeah.
Is one's belief. And I'm telling you right now, if somebody takes action and behaves in a criminal way, then you know what? They ought to be prosecuted. However, you know what? We shouldn't have laws against someone's thoughts, someone's beliefs, someone's understanding, someone's perspective. Even if we disagree with that perspective, we should uphold the right for them to have that view. I'll give you an example. I don't believe in the gay and lesbian agenda, but I will defend their rights. We shouldn't persecute them in any way. They shouldn't persecute me either, by the way.
Well, yeah.
That's the problem, right?
That doesn't go that way.
Well, it needs to. All right, now they used to say there's a showdown at the OK Corral. This is a little different. This is the Oklahoma City or OK Capitol, Kurt.
Well, that's right. I didn't see this anywhere else, but the OK or the Oklahoma governor, apparently he's got some, she's got some courage. Her name is Mary Fallin, Fallin. She's not failing to protect the Ten Commandments monument there. She's vowed that this monument on Capitol grounds, which the state Supreme Court recently ruled there in Oklahoma that it was unconstitutional. Well, she's vowed that this thing will remain all the way through the appeal, etc. Here's what she said. She says, the Ten Commandments monument was built to recognize and honor the historical significance of the commandments in our states and nations' systems of laws. Yeah. She went on to say the monument was built and maintained with private dollars. It's virtually identical to a monument on the grounds of the Texas State Capitol, which the United States Supreme Court ruled to be permissible. It is a privately funded tribute to historical events, not a taxpayer-funded endorsement of any religion, as some have alleged. The Attorney General there, Scott Pruitt, she referenced him a little bit. She said, Oklahoma is a state where we respect the rule of law, and we will not ignore the state courts or their decisions. However, we are also a state with three co-equal branches of government. At this time, talking about...
See, and by the way, I don't agree that the three branches are co-equal, by the way, Kurt.
Well, anyway, this is what she says.
Understood.
And she's pointing out that we do have three branches of government that are not... That's an important part.
It is a vital part. It's also important to understand there are checks and balances. That was the intent of the founder, and that's why I submit they're not all equal, but we'll get there.
Yeah, and she went on to say that the Attorney General there, with her support, has filed a petition requesting a rehearing of the Ten Commandments case. Additionally, she said our legislature has signaled its support for pursuing changes to our state constitution that will make it clear the Ten Commandments monument is legally permissible. If legislative efforts are successful, the people of Oklahoma will get to vote on the issue.
Well, and again, that's good in a way, but it's not really great in another way, and I'll explain. We don't believe in a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, hey, we don't just believe in if the majority votes for a given thing that makes it okay, correct, moral at all. What we believe in is the rule of law based on God's laws, and that's what this Ten Commandments monument at the heart of really relates to. This is an issue where they're acknowledging that God is at the helm. And the Ten Commandments monument was built to recognize and honor the historical significance of God's commandments in our nation's and our state's laws. And that's kind of the important point to take here. And so in Texas, you got a Supreme Court that basically said, hey, you can have that up, no problem, it's legal. And in Oklahoma, they said, oh, it's not legal. And now you got these confused courts battling it out, and they supposedly want you to believe that whatever the court says is doctrine, is the answer. And I submit to you that not all branches of government are equal. In fact, the legislative branch is the largest branch because it has more representatives in it, or more members, if you will, and it directly answers to the people. So it has more power than an appointed, and I know they say judges are elected, but you know what? 99% of the people that even go vote to retain or dismiss judges do it without even knowing the names of the people, and 9 times out of 10, by de facto, they say, I just keep them there, all right, they're not causing any problems. People don't even understand at all, and so on one hand, we want to say they're elected. On the other hand, we basically have them appointed, then we determine if we want to retain or just get rid of them, not knowing at all who they are. They don't want to talk about them because then it would be politicized, and so you got this weird idea that we think we elect these judges, Kurt. And yep. So that does not compare to your legislative member that you should be able to get a hold of that's closest to the people. The legislative branch is the broadest branch and the closest to the people and the lawmaking branch, and therefore it should have way more power than the check and balance of the judiciary. So there is an appropriate check and balance, but I submit they're not all three of the same, Kurt. Now,
and by the way, Sam, the Tulsa World there in Oklahoma is reporting that the executive director of the ACLU for Oklahoma, he told them, he said the Supreme Court did not give any leeway, in their opinion. The bipartisan 7-member majority did not say remove the monument, except if you look into your crystal ball and think the law might allow it at some point in the future and go ahead and keep it. The court said remove the monument. Now, there again, the atheists are out in force, and the typically the Christians just run and hide, but at least this lady.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength,
in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Kurt Crosby and Sam Bushman on your radio talking about news the networks refuse to use. I got to press rewind a little bit and mention, too, I mentioned that Gerald Celente is saying, hey, man, the Chinese are messing with the markets. And I'm like, yeah, good. All governments are messing with the markets, folks. They always do. Government always gets in the middle of things they ought not. What happened to the New York Stock Exchange yesterday when it was shut down for 3.5 hours? Do you believe the official government story? I certainly do not. They claim they don't even know what happened. But China is heading towards a 1929 market crash, some say. Plunge protection team activated. U.S. oil going down, but yet prices are just sky high for gas. What's up with all that? Now, I guess China bans stock sales. It does all kind of things, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and it's a pretty interesting story when you look at how they're doing it there in China. Now, although I'm certainly not telling you that our market's all cleaned up, but, you know, the headlines from Drudge about it were China headed toward 1929 market crash, plunge protection activated. You know, then the standard headline from the authors of the story was China bans stock sales by major shareholders for 6 months. Now, what does that mean, Sam?
When you say major shareholders, they define it as, quote, investors with stakes exceeding 5% must maintain their positions.
They're telling them they have to stay invested in certain things if they've got more than 5% in it. And so then it's like, well, that's basically not really a market like we think it is, right?
Yeah, now this is funny. There's this guy by the name of Brian Jacobson, and he says, this is not something that would happen in the U.S. or any other developed market. Yeah, Brian? You want to debate that with me, buddy? You want to talk about that? Let me ask you a question. When they shut down the whole exchange yesterday for like 3.5 hours, how many of those guys could like let go of their holdings, Kurt?
Yeah, that's a great point.
And then you say, well, that wasn't very long, Sam. That was just because they didn't know what was going on. Well, how do you know they won't decide to make it longer if they decide to? And how do you know they won't decide to make a change, Kurt, if they decide to?
you wonder who this Brian Jacobson is. Well, he's a guy that oversees a $250 billion as the chief portfolio strategist at Wells Fargo Funds Management. He said it does smell a little bit of desperation, but in China it's a very unique system, and they are taking unique steps to try to stop the drop.
Now, we don't have a unique system, and we never take unique steps, Kurt.
No, not here in America. Everything's up and up.
We just, like, shut down the whole exchange and you know.
Yeah, and the story goes on to say China isn't the only market with a history of state intervention. It says, during the Asian financial crisis in 1998, Hong Kong's government bought shares worth $15 billion to prop up the market. In the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission temporarily banned short selling on some shares. shares during the global financial crisis in 2008. Now, you know, this story came out, this Chinese story came out before what happened yesterday on Wall Street. And it's just interesting, you know, at least these things are coming, you know, kind of together, huh?
Well, and the funny thing is no one's asking this question either, Kurt. We've been telling, or the Federal Reserve has been telling you, hey, man, the economy's getting better and better and better. Look at the job market. It's rocking and rolling. You know what? We're dug out of this thing. The official recession was over. You know, it ended like 2009 or whatever they say. It's this, it's that. But yet we're still digging out. And now you got the Chinese melting down. And I thought the Asian rim, if you will, was leading the economic recovery. Weren't they?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Just not China. Just not our largest, most favored nation trading partner. They're not doing well, really. But, hey, man, the economy's just a-coming on back, buddy.
Yeah.
In fact, we better raise interest rates. It's just so hot. You got to cool that sucker down. It's like going nuclear reactor on us. We got to be really careful here. What are they talking about, ladies and gentlemen? What are they talking about? And the answer is it's all manipulated lies. The fact is, hey, China should be doing great, shouldn't they, Kurt?
Well, you know, especially just imagine if the guys in China actually had honest money and they had, they used what was called the free enterprise system. Maybe they could use our Constitution. I mean, we're not really using it.
Well, there you have it. Anyway, it just gets stranger by the day, folks. But the bottom line is they're manipulating the markets in every government, especially ours. In fact, remember, we've got the biggest world currency that's fake of anybody, don't we, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the real honest.
It's fake, the fake standard. The international fiat standard. See? Yeah. And then we're like, hey, man, everybody else is manipulating stuff. What's wrong with these people? Right. Now, usually, Kurt, when you think of donuts, you think of cops. Now, in this case, you need to think pop star, Kurt.
Well, yeah, now I didn't know who this pop star was, but I figured you...
There's a song called Bang Bang, and Ariana Grande, I think, is one of the three singers of that song. Jessie J is another one, and anyway, it's a very immoral song, and that's what she's known for, Kurt, and along with other, music or whatever you want to say, but she's a singer, and I'm not thinking she's too flattering, Kurt.
No, CBSLA.com. Now, this is the kind of... Anyway, you know, in this story, it's talking about this Ariana Grande, and she, is accused of spitting on and licking some donuts, I guess. Now, these weren't donuts that she bought, but this one she... apparently was caught on camera licking and spitting on some donuts. Now, this is the kind of story that...
All right, sorry about that. Kurt Crosby, can you hold on just a second?
Yeah.
Hey, Katie Libby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, you are the vice president of Consumer Insights for Alliance, right?
Alliance Life, that's right.
All right. Now, the big discussion here is that a new study finds that the elderly are facing financial abuse at unprecedented levels. How come?
Well, I think part of it has to do with the demographics, Sam. The baby boomer population, 10,000 of them are retiring every day. And so, you know, if you think about where some of the money is for retirement portfolios, from pensions and Social Security, it's one, with some of the baby boomers and that population going into retirement, you know, it's becoming a target-rich environment for some people that want to prey on the elderly.
I think it's because the elderly have had good times in most of their lives, so they have a lot of money. At the same time, current sandwich generations with a lot of, you know, middle-aged adults taking care of their youngsters and trying to take care of the elderly at the same time, a lot of that's generating the problem, isn't it?
Yes, you bring up the issue that a lot of people on the surface might think that it's the robocalls and the internet scams that are causing a lot of the financial abuse, but more often than not, it's a trusted family member, friend, or caregiver that the senior has trusted with taking care of their finances, and they're taking advantage of the senior.
Now, most of the time, it's kind of like sexual abuse a little bit. Most of the time, not all the time, don't misunderstand me, but a significant portion of the time, they know the victim, they have inside knowledge, etc., right?
That's correct, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. They don't want to talk about it, which is really common in many different types of abuses. And, you know, we like to say that, you know, Americans are more willing to talk about health and illness than they are about their financial situation. So it's, you know, and if they do fall victim to financial abuse, there's this humiliation or shame or fear that they will be viewed as somebody that can't manage their own finances. So, like other forms of abuse, it's highly underreported.
Now, you guys have got together with the Better Business Bureau and others to try to get a handle on this, to provide tips, to try to provide guidelines to help uncover this and kind of blow the whistle, right?
Right. We want to raise awareness. And maybe kind of help seniors and also their family members and caregivers understand, you know, what are some of the situations or things that can lead to somebody being susceptible to financial abuse. And some of that has to do with isolation or, you know, maybe keeping a very close, you know, just one single trusted member of the family that knows what's going on. That's a recipe for a problem. We like to think that, you know, seniors that are talking to maybe all of their children, even if there's only one that's power of attorney, talk to all your children about your finances. Find an independent third party friend that you can discuss this your situation with, so that, you know, there's multiple people looking out for that senior.
We're out of time, Libby. Where do people go to get the tip sheet and to learn more?
Okay, www.alliancelife.com/SOS, and you can get all the information on the brochure that we developed with the Better Business Bureau.
Alliancelife.com/SOS.
AllianceLife.com, that's correct.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.
You betcha, there she goes, ladies and gentlemen. I know it was kind of a switch gears quickly, but it's important.